Why did we put that on the agenda?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, anytime you want.
Yeah, whenever you are.
Call the meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Yes, here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here.
We do the pledge.
No, we do our budget.
We're going to have our budget for the hospital. Okay. Paul?
Mayor, commissioners, thanks for giving us some time to talk about our fiscal year 2024 budget. Cheryl, you prefer I stare at the computer or so you look at the...
Yeah, so they can see you.
Just like that. There we go.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, our fiscal year 2024 budget is projecting a positive bottom line of $487,000. I want to talk about the operating budget first, and then I'll move over to the capital budget. So this operating budget is based on $38 million in patient charges. That's about 7% increase. Some of that is increase in charges, standard increases for insurance companies, and some of that is increased volume based on... increased volume from our new family practice doctor, Dr. Natasha Minert. The rest of the operating budget is pretty similar to the prior years. Increases for wages based on inflationary increases and necessary increases to keep up with minimum wage in certain categories. And the good news at the end of our current year, we've actually finally filled all of the ER nurse positions, and we've been relying on, all during COVID and after it, we've been relying on staffing agencies, but our chief nursing officer, Shayna, has been able to fill all those positions in the last couple of months, so we're very happy, and hopefully that's going to continue to impact the budget in fiscal year 2024. What is different this year is the size of the capital budget. It's about a $5 million expenditure, so I'd like to talk about these items. And the most expensive item is a $2.3 million expenditure for upgrade in electronic medical records. Now, we've got a version of, in the past, we've talked about increasing technology for medical equipment. This is replacing a 10-year-old electronic medical record system that is not able to do things that many of the large hospitals are able to do, give patients access immediately to patient records electronically, being able to schedule patients electronically, online and things like that. This new system will allow us to do that. And so this is an important investment because it'll give the providers more time with the patient and less time trying to access information for the patient on the computer. This investment, similar to the one that we made 10 years ago, should put us in good position for the next 10 years with electronic health records. And like I say, allow us to compete as we're recruiting physicians and other clinical staff, allow us to compete with the large hospitals. So we'll have the same tools. So the next largest investment and the next two big investments have to do with improved patient access to the hospital. And the emergency room is one that was asking for improvement for years, one of the smallest emergency rooms of the critical access hospitals. And so this remodel is going to help us improve security and staff efficiencies and create additional beds so that there won't be, so that we'll reduce any waiting times. And it'll vastly improve customer experience. And then beyond that, we've got the improved patient access by creating a new entrance for the specialty clinic on the west side of the building. So we will create a new parking lot to support the specialty clinic operations and have room for new specialty physicians that we'll be able to recruit. We'll also be able to give ADA access to patients directly to the specialty clinic rather than walking through the hospital. And that's something that we learned during COVID. We don't want patients walking through the hospital if it's not necessary. So this will improve that position. The next largest, then we get into some repurposing or some improvements to the building that is very old. The original building, there's a section of the hospital roof that is from the original building, and it's over 20 years old, reaching end-of-life status. Tom, could you talk about that that roof a little bit?
Sure. So I went over and visited with Mr. Ryan Black over at the Clinton School District, who recently completed a roof restoration project on the, I believe it's the middle or high school. I get them too mixed up. But anyway, in discussing the project with Mr. Ryan and his team, they were very impressed with the project that was completed by a vendor called Tremco. So Tremco basically provides the materials, which is then put on by the winning bid quote for the vendor. But so far, they've noticed a savings within their heating and cooling cost with that roof coating. And the roof coating can either come with a 20 or 30-year warranty from the manufacturer as well. So parts of our roof now are starting to show some signs of distress, and we're starting to develop a few leaks. So we're going to need to be doing something here rather soon in order to maintain the infrastructure below the roofing system. So
are there any questions, commissioners, mayor? Well, thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
So general fund revenues over the last several years have increased, with the largest being in sales tax, income tax, and video gaming taxes. General fund expenses this year are budgeted approximately $1.4 million higher than the current year estimated year-end totals. This is due to some large capital items, including the purchase of a fire truck that was approved last fiscal year but will not be completed until next fiscal year. Two new squad cars and mobile body cameras, as well as two new trucks in the street department. The FY24 budget projects that we will dip into our reserves by approximately $1.2 million. Around $800,000 of this is due to ARPA money that came in during the prior fiscal year but will be transferred out for water infrastructure projects during the next fiscal year. And then the rest of it obviously has to do with the unusually large capital budget this year. The FY24 projected reserve balance would be about 13 months of operating and capital expenses based on the current year budget. But again, this is an extremely high current year budget for us. So ordinarily, that would be several more months worth of operating expenses. Of course, state mandated minimum wage increases will continue to have direct impacts on both the fire department and the garbage disposal fund in future years. This budget includes a increase to both the water and sewer rates of 4% for the respective portions of the bills. That's a pretty conservative number, as you guys know, especially with water. Johnny, you know what the chemical rates are going up, but we were able to do that and actually come in with a balanced budget in that department this year. So the self-funded health insurance fund continued with another very healthy year this year, so there will again be no increase in rates. There have been no premium increases since fiscal year 16, so our self-funded health insurance has been doing very well. Our three pension funds are also in very healthy position. IMRF is currently 91.26% funded as of December 31st. Police pension as of April 30, 22 was 99.79% funded on an actuarial basis and 92.63% on a market basis. And fire pension as of April 30, 22 was 108.61% funded on an actuarial basis and 104.43% funded on a market basis. Any comments, questions, concerns about our budget?
Pensions are something that's unheard of because it, every time you look at any other city or any place around us, that they're all way down, and that is really a great plus to Clint and Tom because that has been something you really worked hard at.
Long time.
Yep.
And that's good. You did mention the water and stuff. We do have that money, COVID money that had came in, and we're trying to do some upgrades. We've been talking about that for a while, and I don't want people getting the wrong idea that I don't want to do the things that we've talked about. I you know, the water tower is part of that whole entire plan, the changing of the main that comes up from the plant, but we also have the responsibility of making sure that that plant is always up and where it's supposed to be. Just like we just talked with the hospital, there are computers and things that have to be done to upgrade and make it better. We have to keep all of the computerized stuff in that plant running. Keeping the Claricone coated, doing all the stuff in there is, to me, is as important as anything as far as the storage and the tower and the things that we've got. And yes, we've had some issues with the old tower, but as long as it is functioning, as long as we keep it going, the EPA is not going to shut us down. They're not going to take it and say, hey, you've got X amount of time to do this. They know that we have it on a long-term plan. I want people to understand that, and I want to make sure that the public knows it. Anybody here knows it. But we're doing the things that we have money for, and this money that came from COVID was just kind of a blessing. I mean, Clint put it in the budget. He said if it came through, we would do these projects. It did come in. We've got to use it before 2024, and that's what we're doing. The other things, just like the water mains, we talked about Quincy and this, there's not a reason to try to do part of it and not do it all. And we are looking at what we can do as far as being more economical and more feasible. But at the same time, that is not something that we're going to be doing immediately, and that's not our first priority. And we've all discussed this at great length and trying to do the things that are the most important right off the bat. And this is where we're at. I don't want people getting the idea because I've heard this, you know, out in the public that, well, you said the water tower. Well, there's a lot of things that goes before that water tower gets put in. That main, that old 14-inch main was put in WPA day with mules and a gang of 250 guys digging. That's just not heard of anymore. Now we go in here and we get it done with modern equipment. But that has how long that main has been there. And yes, it needs to be replaced. It needs to be done. But that is not going to be, you know, when we get there. But it's not until I get some things paid off. I want people to understand that. We, every year, do this budget. We look at the rates around us. We try to do as low as we can. But just like he just said, when we started getting lime for that, it was about $2,000 a truckload. Now it's $6,000. And it's just the way of the world. We can't change that. It's all the different surcharges. But that's why that budget looks like it is. I'm so happy that you guys look after me, you know. I've been, you know, just running right at break off or in the red, and you guys are helping me. When we finally get these loans paid off, we will start generating money, and we're going to do projects as we can. And those things will be done as soon as we possibly can. And we have got a plan of where the worst mains are. It's just like the worst streets. You fix them as you get the money. I will fix them, and the water department will fix them as we have the money. I can't go into Hawk and go out and get a bunch more money when I already owe them $5 million. That won't work. And I just don't have it. Budget doesn't have it. And we're not going to go into a bigger hole to try to take and make something happen. And I'm sorry. afraid you have to hit a few more potholes, and we're going to have to keep on just Band-Aiding out here, but it will be done as soon as we can take and come up with the money and the funds. But anyway, now I'm off my soapbox, so thank you.
Yeah, I've got any questions for Clint? Thanks, Clint.
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes.
Hi, John.
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good.
I found out his budget got down to about $10,000.
You don't get no new squad cars or nothing, huh?
Okay, we'll get our regular meeting started, and we'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srilik?
Here.
Let's see what we got. Andrea, you want to come and address the council? State your name for the record, please.
Kendra Hunt. You know, last Tuesday, we were in a meeting, and they stated that this parcel had been zoned back in December. But in the last meeting with all of you, it had been stated that it had only been annexed, that you didn't know of any zoning or anything. So can you guys clear that up at all? So I know that you guys are here to review and approve the annual budget. You guys pass ordinances and resolutions, regulate land through zoning, communicate policies and programs to residents. And I mean, do you guys feel like you're even doing this? Not even answering questions. So keeping plans on the down low and having unsanctioned meetings after residents leave a meeting is not communicating with transparency. That's pretty shady. That makes me question trust, and I don't trust that this council has its residents' best interest or safety in mind. To allow Dollar General to build less than 100 feet of residential homes, you are implying that we don't matter. You've heard our concerns, our potential loss of thousands of dollars in our property value, safety of pedestrians without proper infrastructure, the water runoff issues. All of this is going to happen, and yet this council has not answered any of our questions or ever offered any explanations on why this location was chosen. This is not fair to the residents on East North Street. Just because you can build it here doesn't mean that you should. Residents of Clinton deserve better representation with individuals who can be truthful and actually care and to take care of existing infrastructure issues instead of creating more. Profit over people is not a good look.
Thank you. Tracy Carr.
Tracy Carr. I just had just a couple of quick questions. The first one is, I know last Tuesday we had a semi sitting on our road that was going to unload a load across the street because I went up and asked him what he was doing on the road. And I was wondering why there were still people trying to deliver items across the street when there is not any permits yet. And then I noticed tonight when I got home that we had a new addition of a bobcat over there. So I did not know, is there's any more plans in the making that we should know about? We did attend the last Tuesday's meeting, and I just want to make it, you know, noted that two out of the three people didn't want to pass the subdivision. But I don't know if their decisions can be, you know, heard and their concerns known. So that's just the only things I had tonight.
Thank you. Rogers.
I'm Mark Rogers. I live at 1701 East Washington Street. And I just want you to know that these people that are speaking to you are just like Dollar General. We're not going to go away. We belong to this town, some of us for quite a while, several of them for several generations. My family's been here for 47 years. We're not giving up. Like they just said, we still have semis coming in. And I noticed in the last couple of days that where the old video store was next to Verizon, they're stacking up trailers of merchandise. The last time I went by, they had two trailers of merchandise. And if you go in the building, there's no room for it. They're planning to put it somewhere, whether it's legal or not. And we're just very concerned that this is going on behind our backs, mostly behind your backs, and somebody needs to start investigating and figuring out that Dollar General is not playing fair with anybody. They're not, you call the main office, and they deny anything about a new building in Clinton. You talk to all the contractors, they're hired by Dollar General to come in and do this. And like they just said, now we've got more equipment sitting out there. We just need to be heard and understood that whatever you do, they were offered land. And they refused it because they wanted 2 acres out of an 11 or 12 acre plot. And they refused that plot because the people wanted to continue farming the other part or doing other things with it. And Dollar General says, no, we want control of it when we buy the 2 acres. So they're not just wanting the 2 acres. They're looking at controlling whatever you do in the rest of it. And this is not conducive to residential. This is not conducive to this city. They want something on the main drag, and they're as far from the main drag as they can get. It's just, thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Seth?
Seth Redding, and I reside here in Clinton. As you all know, this isn't the first time I come up here and talked. I'm going to talk about the same type of subject that these other people talked about. Zoning, planning boards, getting it right before you do it. I live south of Clinton. Our family's property abuts to industrial. That being said, anytime you build on industrial property, there are ordinances, there are zoning that should be followed. Anytime you build a building, there should be a permit. It should go to a planning board. and addressed properly. Ordinances should be followed by whoever's building that building. We've got that fire training facility that's still under construction without a building permit. Last meeting, one of the commissioners stated, when we found out a project was being done without a permit, we shut it down. A couple years ago, I asked about this project, and it was stated, the city knows nothing about it. The city doesn't have any ties to it. You all can go back and listen to the minutes of the meeting. In fact, I'll provide them for you, the dates that they were talked about. It's loopholes, but I'd like to know what's being built next to me. How can they burn in a facility in town to where we can't burn? The thing is weasel it in, nobody will notice, and then it's already there. Same way with maintaining things, streets, alleyways. It goes to the wayside, and then it didn't exist. So I listened to the minutes of the meeting last time this council met. Every one of you commissioners are mic'd up, and you hear the sidebar conversation. I've listened to where the commissioner said, well, if you don't like it, move. I'm not moving. But I will tell you, Commissioner Wise, Jemima was Jemima Street. It wasn't Jemima Lane. They put the road sign on the wrong road years ago. That's been a road for many, many years. Because the city failed to maintain that is not my problem. But as a taxpayer, I should have access to my property. Now, I've been told, because I'm tired of mowing a street, literally mowing a street, I've been told by Commissioner Buchanan, I can't even park there. So, Commissioner Buchanan told me that it's being abandoned. Okay. Where are you going to abandon that? From Sherman Street clear to the fence, going east, or just in front of those two properties? Whenever I come and ask questions, by golly, I can't get a straightforward answer. I think it was you, Commissioner Wise, says, if you want answers, come right up here. We don't want to hear it on the street. Come right up here. And that's what I've been doing. Each one of you is elected by the public, not appointed, elected to do the best for this city. Not your personal interests first, the best. You're not city employees. You don't fall under that guideline. Now, I do have one last question, just curiosity. Since I'm in the construction trade, usually in this area, the water mains below 36 inches.
Try to be 4 feet or more.
There we go. Below freezing. We don't do things with mules. We do things with modern equipment, correct?
We sure try to.
Where's the city trench box? Where do you store it at? Because not only do they use water mains to fix them, same way with sewer. We do fall under the city has an agreement with the union. They have a collective bargaining agreement. The workers in this town are union, like it or not. Just remember that. They have rights too.
Thanks, Seth. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, April 4th.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Need a second?
I'll second.
I'll.
Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Struik?
Yes. The clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,473.99. Police, $4,506.32. Fire, $4,528.45. Street, $2,716.68. Parks, $1,111.86. Public Health and Safety, $3,000. Police and Fire Commission, $96.05. Garbage, $52.15. Cemetery, $712.19. Water Operations, $17,141.97. Sewer Operations, $496.55. Water Deposits, $150. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $10,781.57. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $505,705.75.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Struik?
Yes. Next is Arbor Day Awards. John, you ready?
I would like to introduce our poster contest winners this year. We've got two out of the three, or do we have three?
We got three.
All right. I'm sorry. Snuck in on me. Okay. And if we can get them to hold their poster, they're going to do a proclamation here in a minute, and then hopefully we can get a picture with the mayor.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Mylene Boston, I hope I don't butcher these names. Here, yeah. Right over here. Okay. Evelyn Farrell. And Addison Dunham. Okay. Did I do okay on the names? You can tell me if. Got their posters here. I'd like to read the,
yeah,
read the proclamation.
Welcome down. This is our proclamation that we have every year for the Arbor Day event, and started out in Nebraska. It says it, whereas in 1872, the Nebraska Board of Agriculture established a special day to set aside for planting trees, and whereas this holiday called Arbor Day was the first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas trees can be the solution to combating climate change by reducing the erosion of our precious topsoil, by wind and water, cutting heating and cooling costs, moderating the temperature, cleaning the air, producing life-giving oxygen, and providing habitat for wildlife, and whereas trees are a renewable resource giving us paper, wood, our homes, fuel, and our fires, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees in our city increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community. And whereas trees, whenever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal. Now, therefore, I, Roger Struik, Mayor of the City of Clinton, do hereby proclaim April the 28th, 2023 as Arbor Day in the City of Clinton and I urge all citizens to celebrate Arbor Day and to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands. And I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden the heart and promote well-being of this and future generations. And we appreciate these young adults and their artistic ability, and even praise the ones that was in the competition. How come we got all girls this year?
It sort of worked out that way.
It just worked out that way. Congratulations, girls.
Can we say a word about our celebration that we're going to have on Saturday the 29th? At 10 a.m., we will be at the City Arboretum on South Taylor Street, and we will have two new trees that will be planted that two families have dedicated. So you're all invited to come and watch us do that, and we hope our winners and our city folks will be there too.
Okay. Great. I want you girls to just turn, show the commissioners your posters, if you would, please. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
We're old folks. We're hard working.
Good job.
That is good.
That's nice.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you, John. We're going to table the recall vote on the garbage. We'll move down to our appointments, reappointments. I mean, you have motions for the Fire and Police Board.
Motion to reappoint Chad Walker to the Fire and Police Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2026.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. Next is the reappointment to the Police Commission.
Motion to reappoint Brandon Robinson to the Police Pension, said term to expire May 1st, 2025.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. Next is the reappointment to the Tree City Commission.
Motion to reappoint Edith Brady Lunny to the Tree City Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2026.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion? And call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. The only other thing I have is...
I got one more.
You got one more?
Yeah. Motion to reappoint John Baker to the Tree City Commission. Okay. Said term to expire May 1st, 2026.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. The only other thing I have is the what we call the brownstone. We've got some bricks coming out of the gable end on it, and we're in the process of getting bids to take it down. Okay?
Right now, we've got the sidewalk kind of blocked off where they fell forward, and no more has fallen that I know of.
So. Yeah, they're all on the inside of the sidewalk, which helps out, but...
Just for precaution, we did
that. When you're in the area, just look up. That's all I have. Streets and public improvement.
All I've got is the crews are out picking up brush this week. I think they're pretty close to being done. Just want to remind people the size of the pile is only a pickup size load, and all leaves and sticks and stuff are supposed to be in the brown biodegradable bags. We're having a lot of problems with people just putting out piles. We will not pick those up. So just ask everybody to put them in bags. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Public property.
I just don't have a whole lot. I already discussed whenever we was talking about the stuff on the budget, so I really don't have anything else.
Health and safety.
Ben, you got anything?
I don't have anything tonight.
Stephen? I don't have anything.
Okay. Accounts and finance?
I don't have anything either.
Okay. We'll move down to unfinished business. We'll do the get a motion for the fiscal year 24 budget.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1574 and ordinance adopting budget fiscal year 2024.
Make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the budget? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the proposal for the engineering service for the water treatment plant.
Motion to approve the proposal for engineering services for the water treatment plant improvements from Mead and Hunt in the amount of $126,800.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the ordinance amending Chapter 8 of Title 7 of the water rates and Chapter 9 of Title 7 for the sewer rates.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1575 and ordinance amending the City of Clinton's public ways and property codes, sewer and water use charges, and it's a 4% increase.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the Emergency Management Agency agreement for $15,000.
Motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Clinton and Dubuque County Emergency Management Agency, EMA, for $15,000, which will be paid in four quarterly installments of $3,750.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes.
Under new business, we got an ordinance for the minor subdivision.
Motion to approve resolution 2023-5, a resolution approving minor subdivision for Dollar General.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Call the roll. This is to approve just the subdivision itself and no building at this time, correct?
Right.
There's no building permit or anything in this.
And from what I read, Dollar General has met all the requirements, correct?
That's correct.
I read it.
Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.